Just keep messing around.
Everybody take a big slurp.
It is white wine stick.
Yes, that's the stuff.
Oh, it's delicious.
Happy Wine Wednesday.
It's got like a little honk on it.
It is. You've tuned in to the Vero Insider.
Welcome.
That is so smart of you, and we appreciate you. We are almost to Thanksgiving. I've been celebrating the month of Thanksgiving all month long.
Oh, right?
It's a month-long thing.
I
got to
talk turkeys with you, too.
Yeah. I've been waiting on that. Let's talk turkey. Oh, that's the concept of today's show, everybody.
Talking turkey.
I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest, along with my sidekicks. They're back.
Yes, from travel. Faye Dominich, well, happy to be back.
Yeah. And Kitty Wagner from the Blue Star downtown. Really glad to be back.
Yes, my little chef extraordinaire.
Good God, I've been busy.
Yes, you have.
I've been cooking for everybody in this
literally,
town.
Literally. That is such a great thing to be doing.
It's true. It's good though.
It is good.
Two charity events in a row. That was fabulous. And then a holiday party on Saturday night, last Saturday at the Blue Star, which was just a blast.
It was a blast.
And I love doing multi-course dinners.
Yeah, it was a four-course, and you could do a beer or a wine
pairing
holiday
with each
course. Yeah, it was exceptional.
Oh, it was so much fun.
The pairings were substantial and delicious.
Yeah.
And the boss man was very impressed, as well as the staff.
I wasn't here.
It was the Pac-Man
I'm
thing.
Teasing.
Uh-huh. Just
yeah,
because,
but I mean, I can help you.
Just
because
you're a regular customer, Faye.
You know what we need to do? We need to go do the Vero Insider
holiday party.
Yeah.
We need to do. Yeah, we've grown. We need to.
I know. That
well,
would be
I'm ready.
Fun.
I'm ready. You don't have to tell me.
We could
twice.
Round up at least 20 people.
Easily. Haley in. She's in. That's our girl. Yep. So I do want to just quickly touch, though, on the fact that Pac-Mail was beyond impressed. And all month long at the Pac-Mail Beachside location, you can pick up a box that will go to a troop, a soldier from the Treasure Coast area. You pick up the box. It's a flattened box. In the bag has the name of the soldier, some items that they've requested, whether it be beef jerky, a book, lotion, different things that they need as they are proudly serving abroad for our country. And that's going to be for the next couple of weeks. You can ship it right from Pac-Mail, and we'll even include some free calling cards so that they can call back home to their friends and family. It's a wonderful program.
You guys do that every year.
We do. It's with the Military
Moms
Prayer Group.
I've done that with you guys for a couple years, and you do. You pick up your box and there's a name in there and a list of things they want.
Yeah, and you customize a card. You can get your kid to do a card.
It's awesome.
A lot of the elementary schools team up and fill them out and really show their gratitude. And at the holiday time, it's so touching. They're obviously not home. They're missing home.
Yeah.
And so it's a great way to give back. And so we appreciate that business very much. And then again, you can ship all your gifts from us. Only.
Why would you not?
Right. Only 28 more shipping days.
You know they're
going to
get there in perfect shape.
Right? Exactly.
Pristine.
Little peace of mind every
time. The boxes
time.
Are going to look just like when they left your house.
We even do gift wrapping. Bonus. Speaking of a bonus, let's talk about a production that is here right now. There's only a few days left for those residents that haven't had a chance to see it. It's Hairspray.
It's so much fun.
At the Vero Beach Theater Guild, and us ladies, we are sitting amongst, celebrity ship. Mm. I would say he's four shows deep now.
That's right.
Director extraordinaire, Mr. Ben Ehrman. Welcome.
Hello. Yay. Thank you.
Yay.
Welcome.
Now, I know that we have a good relationship thus far with the Vero Beach Theater Guild. Mm-hmm. In fact, at Blue Star, you bring in your ticket stub. You get 10% off of your entrees or your drinks before or after the shows. Yet there is something so, I just am so disappointed with myself that years before this, I never realized how special the Theater Guild was and the amount of work and effects and everything that goes into a production.
It's a community theater.
Right.
So it's all volunteer based. We have two paid positions in the whole theater, our technical director and our box office manager. Everything else is all volunteer. Actors, directors, choreographers, set designers, painters, costumers.
And that's just out of a love for the arts of
absolutely.
Theater?
Absolutely. And most of them have done it professionally, and now they have moved back here to Vero or retired. And
probably used white
theater.
Glove moving, just saying. Right. Go on. Go on, Ben. Don't let me stop you. I'm on a roll.
And then some of us still continue to do it in our daily lives, like myself, for example, but we do it here for the love of theater because we live here in town and we love the theater.
Very well said. Now, the 22nd of November is going to be the last production or last show performance.
Correct.
So tomorrow, actually,
we open our third weekend. So we run the show for 3 weekends. We started November 5th. And starting tomorrow, we'll open again at 7 o'clock for Thursday, Friday night at 8, and Saturday and Sunday at 2. And then that's it.
So 2 matinees on Saturday and Sunday. Now, you've been getting some amazing press. Mm-hmm. Let's not brag about it. We're just going to state some facts.
Of
course.
Go on.
I opened up last week's Vero Beach News Weekly, and Hairspray rocks the house, says the big headline, with some great shots here. I'm sure you've already seen this one. And then there's been lots of little snippets throughout. In fact, it's like a two-pager.
Yeah.
What? Lovely. So give us a little bit of a synopsis of the production.
Sure.
As well as we want some bloopers. Mm. You know, we love exclusives. It's the Vero Insider. That's what we
do.
That's
right. Mm-hmm. Well, it's Hairspray, which is based on the 1988 John Waters movie, which starred Ricky Lake and the famous drag queen Divine.
Aha.
And then that was turned into the stage musical in 2002, which starred Harvey Fierstein. And then that was what was turned into the movie musical starring John Travolta in 2007. So it's had all of its different reworks. And it is set in Baltimore, 1962. And a teenager wants to dance on an American Bandstand type dance program. But they only allow whites to dance on it. And they have what they call Negro Day one day a month.
Oh.
And she wants to integrate the show. And much to the dismay of the villainous show producer,
which isn't you.
No, not me. I'm directing the show. Some of them could call me villainous at some times, but you know.
Make them work for it.
But it's a wonderful show full of lots of color, lots of energy, amazing song and dances. I have a wonderful choreographer, Andrew Curry, who owns Dance Space here in Vero Beach, who used to be a professional Broadway dancer himself, is my choreographer for the show. Karen Wiggins is my music director, who is the performing arts director for Vero Beach High School.
Yeah, she's great.
She's wonderful and has definitely worked them a lot. This is what they call modern musical theater. It's constant singing, constant dancing, where you're doing it at the same time. A lot of the older musicals, they will dance, but they won't be singing, or they'll go into a song. It's very simplistic. Oh. This one is, Andrew, my choreographer, called it a full aerobic workout.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I get winded going up a large set of stairs, so I don't know how I do with such dramatics. Right.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, I mean, you have a big ensemble.
I have a cast of 34.
Wow.
Which is one of our largest casts that we've had in most recent years. And I had over 80 people audition for this show, which was the largest turnout we've ever had at auditions.
Very cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. We could have sold tickets for our final night of auditions. We had that many people there auditioning.
Nice.
Maybe you should have done that for
next time.
And people love watching people auditions, you know, and that's the joy about community theater is that we're it's an open audition, so everybody got to watch everybody audition and cheer for those who might not have done it before. I have a lot of people in the show that it's their first time actually in theater. They were just so excited about the show and wanted to be a part of it. So
That's so great.
Yeah. We know about everybody in that show, don't we?
We know a lot of them.
We
although
know a
there
lot
are
of them.
Several from the neighboring counties.
Yeah, Melbourne and
I have people coming from as far as Melbourne, Port St. Lucie, Jensen Beach.
Wow.
Yeah, I have my lead who's there in the photo, lead black woman singer there works in West Palm Beach, lives in Port St. Lucie, and comes to do the show here in Vero.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
She probably gets some frequent driving miles.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you show her around the nightlife, right?
Yes.
Straight to Blue Star we go.
That's right.
That's it. Now, out of curiosity, how is it that people get the opportunity to come and audition? I know that there are still a couple other productions for the season.
Yeah. We advertise through our mailing, through everybody that has bought tickets, say, at the theater, and they get distributed through our mailing list. We post on our Facebook page. We post on newspapers. Myself, how I got that many people to come and audition is I know a lot of theater people out there.
With all your connections,
all of my connections
Ben,
in town.
We love it.
And all of my connections throughout the youth and knowing people around town. So I post everywhere. I put up flyers at the downtown bars and dance shops because I need dancers. So all the dance studios. I go to all the schools. I make sure that they get distributed throughout their mailings and their emails and the schools as well.
It's wow. Yeah. And it's nice that so many people fell in love with it and have been so devoted. 3 weeks. So many performances.
The show ran for 3 weeks. We did 13 performances in total, but we've actually been rehearsing the show since August.
Wow, that three is a months. Commitment.
That's a lot. Well, yeah. With that many people on stage, that's a
you
lot
have
of coordination.
To just coordinate.
Absolutely, the coordination. And to put that show of that size together, it's a nonstop show. You really don't take a break until we get to intermission. You have your 15-minute intermission, and then it just keeps going again for the rest of the show. It's a constant moving. The sets are constantly changing. You go from one song to another. It was a lot to coordinate and put together.
It sounds like a tremendous amount of fun. I know that we're excited. We're slated to see it yet this week.
Good.
Let's talk ticket price and where people can get tickets.
Yes, you can get tickets at our box office, or which you can call them at 772-562-8300. Or you can go to our website at www.VeraBeachTheaterGuild.com. And tickets are 28 or 30, depending on where you're sitting.
So
and
reasonable.
Students are half price. 18 and under.
I mean, it's beyond reasonable for the quality of show that they produce.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you aren't kidding.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Well, Ben, don't go anywhere.
Absolutely not.
Feel free to interject at any point. And speaking of coordination, I mean, Faye, you've been a busy lady, Miss MIA, from a couple of weeks of production.
I know.
That's fine. But you've been helping to coordinate and make a lot of things really flourish for the nonprofit sector here
Definitely so. Been busy, yeah. To say the least, between the travel and the coordination for the events. We've done a really, it's been a nice outcome. We just did Suncoast this past Friday that happened, and they were extremely happy. Prior to that, I was in the islands for two events that we had up there.
And those were corporate events, weddings?
Corporate and social.
Oh, okay.
So we had for FICP, which is a large corporate, it's basically for travel and our industry to bring events and so forth to the islands and in that area.
Yeah, there's a lot of pieces involved.
There's a lot of pieces. So it was at Atlantis. It was, just only 1500 people.
That's all.
That's
not a big deal.
Just a small little place in the Bahamas.
Intimate.
Mm-hmm. And then prior to that, we had Task Force in Miami, which was 900 people. We had Leslie Jordan, and it was amazing. I did all the scripting, production, stage design.
Another big event. I saw it in this Monday's Luminaries.
Yep.
The ladies from Hibiscus had the cover.
Yeah.
Talking about a little Paris-inspired soiree.
Which is kind of apropos with just everything that just transpired.
You aren't kidding.
Have La Gala for Hibiscus Children's Center, which will be really nice. That's at the Moorings coming up in December.
Wow.
So I design and coordinate and help them with that as well.
Well, speaking of that and touching on the Paris incident, there's no doubt that in this month of gratitude and giving thanks, we really ought to give thanks for our freedoms, for those who proudly serve for us. And again, our prayers and thoughts be with them.
For all the Parisians and their families. I mean, mm-hmm. We're very lucky. We live in a very secure, safe, and, how can I put it? Very kept society.
Mm-hmm.
And for those that travel and understanding, I had several friends that we were reaching out to that I was a little frantic for about, half a day. And I just heard from my last friend, Baco, that he's here and he's safe and thank God. But it's not anything that anybody should suffer. And we should be extremely grateful every day, not just for everything we have, but the understanding that we're able to do whatever we want within the parameters of, being good to each other.
I know I do.
Exactly.
I do basically what I want. And in life is good.
Exactly.
Right. Be responsible, be caring, and help the rest.
And be careful.
Yes. So theveroinsider.com is where you can live link to show some love to all of our sponsors. Give them a little gratitude since we're able to come to you each and every week. There's way more in store, so don't go anywhere.
White glove moving in storage.
White Glove, we are proud to offer superior service, expertise, and dedication with each move we perform. A+ rated with Angie's List and the BBB, White Glove offers moving and packing professionals beyond reasonable rates and free estimates. We can do as much or as little as you need, whether it's across the street or across the country. Visit whitegloveusa.com for more info and video testimonials. White Glove Moving, providing peace of mind every time.
866-GLOVE-10.
John Michael Matthews' motto has always been the jewelry of your dreams with the service you deserve. As they get ready to celebrate their 26th year of making dreams come true, they invite you to stop in and see their new and colorful collections, sure to please everyone on your list and in every price range. While you're there, take time to select some items and create a personal wish list to help your shopper have a worry-free shopping experience. Whether you've been together forever or planning to present an engagement ring, John Michael Matthews Fine Jewelry has the unique piece you're looking for. John Michael Matthews Fine Jewelry, located at 645 Beachland Boulevard, Vero Beach. They're a member of the iTex trading community. Your iTex dollars are welcome.
Treasure Coast Community Health is healthcare for all people. It's actually what we call a patient-centered healthcare home. That's not a building where you stay, it's how they care for you. Treasure Coast Community Health provides preventative and chronic care. So whether you're in need of dental care, women's health care, primary care, geriatrics, or even pharmacy, TCCH, Treasure Coast Community Health, is there to take care of you. And TCCH works on a sliding scale, eliminating financial hardships, and accepts Medicare, Medicaid, and Florida KidCare, and most other insurances. TCCH's four locations are serving Indian River County. TCCHINC.org. Call 257-8224. Treasure Coast Community Health. Healthcare for all people.
Smooth hair with Cobalt Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner, Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the Hair Studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero. 772-999-2652.
Oh, don't hesitate. Shaking your seats. Shaking your seats. Happy Wine Wednesday. Thanks for tuning in and listening. It's the Vero Insiders, where we discuss where to go, what to try, and how to give back within Indian River County. I'm your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery, with my girls. I almost forgot their faces.
Oh, Jesus. Faye Dominique. Welcome back, everybody. I'm happy to be back as well.
And Kitty Wagner, but explain your foxy nails to me.
Wow. This is a little holiday marbled effect. Thank you for noticing. You know, the foxy nails has now expanded. They have an additional 1,000 square feet, which means extra chairs.
They're going to take over the whole plaza.
They are so amazing.
They are amazing.
They really are. And I tell you, last weekend when I was there, and again, it looks flawless. It's been a full week. There was so many ladies that I knew coming in for their early Saturday pedicures and pampering before you go out and about for the weekend. It was just, it's great. I mean, you have a wonderful experience every time. And this look I really love. It's sort of a neutral, it's sort of like a rich cocoa color. Blended in with the white tip.
It's like a latte swirl. It looks good.
Yeah. I don't want to look too traditional.
Yeah, well,
I
got I'm glad you didn't get any like orangey pumpkin-y stuff.
Yeah, I'm not quite that kind of girl.
Yeah.
But I can tell you that that you'll really enjoy the price points. And they were voted best nail salon again for Indian River County from Hometown News.
Oh, that's great.
Phenomenal.
So, little bragging rights for our Foxy Nails folks. Open 7 days a week. Complimentary beverage, including your choice of wine or margarita. It's just good business. That's what that is. Mm-hmm. You walk out there like, I love everything they did. That is lovely. And you know what else? I just recently got my hair touched up, right?
Right.
It's
gorgeous.
It was like the 2 hour
it's gorgeous.
Sit down. Thank you. Melissa has said that she's picked up over a handful of new clients, and she's only been a sponsor of our show for a little over a month. So again, with the month of thanks and talking turkey, thank you all for showing support to our sponsors, for going to them for all your beauty needs. Even our very own lifestyle concierge, Vero, who is a dedicated sponsor of the program. and an amazing girl to know when you have guests coming from out of town that say, hey, I want one person to set up my driver, my chef, my cleaning person.
Yeah, everything you need.
Yeah. I mean, so the lifestyle concierge, Beverly McCormick, even she went to the hair studio, Vero, and has been raving about it nonstop. So that's good stuff
nice.
Right there. Sponsors, supporting sponsors within the Vero Insider family. We are so good.
We are.
I love us.
That's right.
I love us. On that note, we also love exclusives and we love like behind the scenes mm-hmm. stuff. And so Ben Ehrman with the Vero Beach Theater Guild, who is the director of Hairspray, which has just a few performances left.
Starting
tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
7:00.
That's right.
Yeah. You're going to give us a little, I mean, let's face it, 34 people.
Yes.
Dancing the entire time, singing the entire time. There's got to be something juicy, funny you can share with us
what
and our listeners.
What happens on that stage?
Right?
It happens. It's live theater. Anything can happen, actually.
It's live theater.
Someone can forget a line. Someone can mess up a lyric. They can forget a dance movement. They can not turn a set piece like they were supposed to, but if you're watching the show and you know for the first time, you're not going to realize that stuff happens. It's because we've rehearsed it that much, so they're just
sure.
able to cover it up that easily, and they're so comfortable with the show and they're so comfortable with each other. That's another thing, probably another topic for another day.
Oh no, do tell, Mr. Ehrman. But yeah, I bet that happens,
yeah.
But because it is one first time seeing it, it's pretty
right
fluid.
And you wouldn't realize that, but yeah, they are a really big family there. You know, we all love each other very much and do support each other if things happen. For instance, in the show the other day, someone had a outfit on underneath one of their outfits for a quick costume change, and the pants that were underneath that outfit actually dropped. And it wasn't the outfit that they were in at the time. So you see these different pants. And you're like, what is that? And she casually just steps out of it and kicks. Thank goodness she was like right next to the backstage. So she just kind of like snuck it off backstage. But I'm in the back going, what is that? What is happening? That's not your costume for this scene.
Oh, tragedy!
You know, and then when I watch it and then, you know, you don't hear a line being said or they go, if something's off lyric wise or this set piece isn't coming in, and they still make it work though. You know, there's a television that's supposed to be there for one of the scenes that takes place inside a house, and it comes on in a small cart, and if it doesn't come on in time, they have to adjust their
ad-lib
lines accordingly.
Yeah,
because
I can imagine.
They're supposed to be referencing the TV, and if it's not there in time for them to reference it, they have to adjust on the fly. So
it's gotta be fun though. It's like, imagine when the TV was on and that was going on.
Yeah, it is. No, it really is. And I've done theater too myself for years as a performer as well. So it's fun when that stuff happens when you're on stage. It really
makes you think quick.
Absolutely, absolutely.
We're very good at that around here.
We try.
That's why theater people are so good in life too.
Right. Just roll with the punches.
Exactly. Exactly.
I love the fact that just pants are falling on stage. I want to go just for that. Maybe
a
little wig action.
Our wigs have been very good. They've been on pretty secure. We haven't had that happen yet. Amongst all the dancing.
And is that all volunteer that does the costume design and the makeup design? Is that also volunteer?
Yeah, it is.
Because these are outstanding photos.
Yeah, and for this show, a lot of the pieces were handmade to be so authentic to 1962.
Wow, God bless them.
They handmade a lot of the costumes for this show.
Oh, so they didn't just borrow from the community?
I mean,
did I say that aloud?
It's out there in somebody's garage.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, right? We have a really large costume stock, thank goodness, but
add on to the entire theater,
for
the costumes.
But a lot of the things that I wanted and myself for the show, we didn't have. So they did have to make them according to the actresses and the actors, according to their size and stuff. And they are amazing.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's cool.
Yeah.
So VeroTheaterGuild.org.
VeroBeachTheaterGuild.com.
.com. Sorry. I thought it was a nonprofit. My bad. So then that's where they can get the ticket prices ranging anywhere from $28 to $30.
Yep. And students are half price.
It's a win-win. Real quick before we go to break, shout out for all of our sponsors. Sandridge, the premier public golf course. Foxy Nails in the Fresh Market Plaza 7 days a week. Florals by Faye, an event from International. She's back!
Yay!
Blue Star Downtown for your fine dining experience. White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery, offering free estimates, local and nationwide moving. Pack Mail Beachside, your shipping experts. The Hair Studio of Vero. And last but not least, Lifestyle Concierge of Vero, here to help with all your holiday decor and prep. So visit theveroinsider.com to live link to our sponsors. Check out some old shows. See who's been on.
Definitely.
And more importantly, don't go anywhere because we have a whole second half.
Oh, my.
Yay.
We're back soon.